And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking Rock Ridge football with senior Cullen Schweigen. Rockets off to a 2-0 start, a 56-8 win over Monmouth Roseville this past Friday, in which Cullen surpassed the 100 career touchdown mark with six more to bring his career total to 104. So I know a lot went into that game. Cullen will talk more about kind of the backstory in a moment, but just, you know, you look at your career as a whole, you want to accomplish more, I know, throughout your senior season, but man, 100 touchdowns, that's a pretty rare number to see in high school football for an individual player. So what does it mean to surpass, you know, 100 career touchdowns now in your career?
I mean, it means a lot, but to be honest with you, I had no idea I was even close to it until my grandpa said something after the game. I was like, oh, nice. And then kind of just went right over my head and didn't really think about it. But yeah, it's great. It's a great feeling to have. And now I just kind of want to stay healthy and keep going throughout the season.
Yeah. So with scoring 100 touchdowns, I know it's not something that just, you know, you do on your own. Of course, you have a number of passing touchdowns to receivers. You have had, you know, some great blockers along the offensive line that you've played with as well. So just, you know, when you kind of reflect on that, and maybe you can do it, you know, later when your high school career is over, what's your thought process and just kind of the journey, I guess, of getting there with all the teammates that have kind of been a part of that journey for you?
Oh, the teammates have made it 100 times easier for me to do it. Like throwing to Quinn, throwing to Owen, throwing to Landon Wheatley, just going through all the years. And then the lines I've been grateful for. Like my freshman year, we had an amazing line. Sophomore year, an amazing line. We've always had a great line that helps everything just keep going and helps me out a lot, which helps me get these numbers.
All right, so Friday's game against Monmouth Roseville was one where maybe, you know, a lot of people don't know, there was kind of a question mark around your status playing in that game because you had been sick, especially late in the week last week. So we'll talk about the individual performance in the game in a moment, but just kind of walk me through Thursday, Friday, how you were feeling and ultimately, you know, how you ended up being able to be healthy enough to play on Friday night.
Yeah, well, I started Thursday about right after lunch, and I'm in PE, doing my stuff in PE, and I just, like, this weird thing just hits my head, and I start losing my vision, and, like, everything starts to go black. I'm like, oh, man, my head starts to hurt, and then my stomach started to hurt, starting to get a little nauseous. So then I just went throughout the day just trying to battle it out, took some ibuprofen. And no, it just bothered me bad. Like, just couldn't see well, couldn't see straight. Everything was kind of just blurry and moving around a little bit for me. And then I go to get my ankles taped before practice with Blake, and I start like falling asleep and nodding off in Blake's office. So I was like, man, that's weird. Then Blake's like, yeah, you got to go home and rest. And I got home, everything came out, puked it all out, which sucked. But that, yeah, that was a good night. And I fell asleep, came to school the next morning, popped some ibuprofen, and I was like, yeah, we're going to have to play. So, yeah, and they called it that.
All right, so then you go through that, and you put the pads on, you put the helmet on, and you play on Friday night, and you score six touchdowns in a 56-8 win over Monmouth Roseville. So now that we're at the point where we're talking about the game, how were you able to do it on Friday night to have such a, you know, great performance while being a little bit under the weather?
Yeah, well, I got to thank the people around me first. They kind of gave me all the things to get through there, like drinking all the water, drinking all the Pedialyte. I was just getting supplied all the stuff to stay hydrated, which is the main thing when it was hot and I was just dehydrated, which is what we think. We had a migraine. And, yeah, just all the people that were there to help me just so I can make sure that I was able to play.
And, two, I mean, what – about the just overall team performance of the win on Friday, where again the final score is 56-8, and I think that margin was maybe a little surprising for people with as quality of a program as Monmouth Roseville has had, especially recently. So when you look at just the team-wide performance that you and your teammates put out there on Friday night, what were some of the keys for you to be able to win the way you did going away?
I feel like just the week of preparation into that was just great. Like, we were all ready. We all wanted to go. And we felt like the week before was a fluke for us. We played pretty bad. And we kind of just wanted to show everyone who we really were in that game, in which I think we did really well. But there's still some things that we'd like to tune up a little bit to hopefully get into week 8, week 9, and start making a roll into the playoffs.
Well, you know, I always think that the football season goes by so fast because there's just one game a week and you're only guaranteed, of course, 9 games. So with, you know, Rockridge having a forfeit win this coming Friday, it's September 1st, and basically, you know, you're pretty much already one third of the way through the regular season. So, you know, now that it's your senior year, how does that feel? I mean, does it feel like it's going maybe a little bit faster than previous years? I know it started a week earlier too, but it just is unbelievable that by Friday we're, you know, basically 33% of the way through the regular season already.
Yeah, it's weird. Me and the seniors were talking about it yesterday. Me and my buddies were like, dude, like this is already moving fast. And like you said, we're going to have this bye week and this will be week 4 already. We're like, geez, then it's homecoming. Then it's senior night. It's like, man, I wish it would slow down a little bit. But yeah, we're trying to take it all in, have the most fun as we can, and play some good football.
Before we let you go, Colin, it's of course been a, you know, greatly successful career you've had at Rockridge, but like you said, you know, basically next time you take the field, it'll be week 4. So a lot of opportunities still to kind of add to that legacy. So your senior season at Rockridge, what do you want to accomplish the rest of the way here on the football field, hopefully before you call it a career at Rockridge?
Playing in every game. That's like, no really any records or anything, but just staying healthy and playing in every game and coming out without any injury would be a great goal.
All right, Rockridge High School senior standout Colin Schweigen joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Rockets off to a 2-0 start here in the fall of 2026. Colin, thanks a lot, man, and congratulations again on surpassing the 100 career touchdown mark. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ty.